A reading from the Revelation of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11. And after this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were the 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning 7 torches of fire, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind, the first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the 4 living creatures, each one of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Edward Filter, St. Andrew Lutheran Church, Portland, Michigan.
The word home carries such meaning in every language. We've all heard the phrase, there's no place like home. When the world beats up on us and we limp home, there's no place like home. When we're exhausted because it's close to Christmas and there's so much to do, there's no place like home. There could be a downside to home as well. Our childhood home is never the same once we leave. Then as adults, our jobs can cause us to move to a new location. We carry the furniture and all the knickknacks with us, but the places where special memories were made have been left behind. In Revelation 1:3, we have a view of home churches where there were setbacks, members in sin, shortcomings, and incompleteness. Now here in Revelation 4, we have the first view in Revelation of our real home. When we reach that home for the first time ever, all cares and concerns of this life will truly be over. In our earthly homes, we can rest, catch our breath, lick our wounds, and then go back into the fray of the battles of life. When we reach our heavenly home, no more battles, no more pain, no more agony and loss before us. For the first and final time, all the hurts of life will be behind us. We won't go back to fight again. We will see God. The entrance we see in verse 1 will be through an open door. Jesus himself tells us that he's the door in John 10, verse 9. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. In Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for us, he opened the door to heaven. And believing in that perfect life, death, and resurrection, the door is open. We will be there forever, saying as verse 8 of Revelation 4 says, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. What a blessing to sing forever what we already know, that God is with us in every moment of our lives, at home or away from home, and that he will always be, now and in eternity, despite our sin, despite the way the world treats us. When I was confirmed, my grandmother, who was a Lutheran pastor's wife, chose my confirmation verse, as she did for all of her grandchildren. The verse was Revelation 2:10, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. I was reminded of this because of verse 10 of Revelation 4, where it says, They will lay down their crowns before the throne, the crowns Jesus won for us on the cross of Calvary. The day is coming when all believers will be able to say, there's no place like home, knowing that home is heaven, the heaven John saw in Revelation 4. Amen.
We thank Pastor Edward Filter for today's meditation on God's Word.